Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of the album Mutation by Ariel Shene. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is
Mutation by Ariel Shene is 7 songs deep, which is a 23-minute, 46-second runtime. It was released on February 9th, 2023, under Sony Music Entertainment Côte d'Ivoire, who he has been affiliated with for probably, 6 years now. So it's been a while. And we get 3 collabos on this album, including Ayan, Queen Ayan, of course, Onel Mala, and Koffi Olomide. And of course, one thing you can always expect on an Ariel Shene album is Ariel Shene production. Talk about a great way to kickstart an album. And he opens up Mutation with the song Ariella, which is about maybe 30 seconds of him and his daughter of the same name, Ariella, doing a sing-along. And it's absolutely beautiful. And then when the music kicks in, it's rich, it's thick, it's right like in your ears with that R&B and an almost soulful kind of approach, and it's I love it. There's fantastic use of that stereo with the reverb just on even the vocal samples. Oh my god, it's brilliant. You cannot think of a better fitting song dedicated to his daughter. As I moved on to track 2, I think Ariel Shene did amazing on the collaboration with Ayan called Yoko. And yo, that song, there's a good chance that this one might do some damage. However, there's another song currently doing damage, and I think there's a connection between the social media uptake on this song and the numbers it's doing, and that's the song Sweet Life. Goodness me. So Ariel Shene himself posted a video where it was him and his wife, you know, young Kisniana, doing a little bit of a dance, and then this song is playing in the background, and he posted that on his socials. And obviously other people started doing that, and the timing is perfect because this album dropped on February 9th and Valentine's Day is February 14th. So people started doing the challenge themselves. And basically it's whichever person with their lover, and they're doing the dance and posting it on their socials. So this song is spreading like wildfire, but it actually does sound like a song you'd want to do something like that to, and it's absolutely beautiful seeing happy couples do that. I mean, the song is vibey, the song is catchy, but he also does perform it in English, which means the uptake for this song is probably going to be beyond just the Côte d'Ivoire crowd that you'd expect him to just cater to. Brilliant move and brilliant social media strategy. Now, I know I said Sweet Life is amazing, but the song Démarrer, yo, this one I really think could become something big outside of the whole social media hype and everything. Just the way it sounds, it's catchy instantly from the word, the moment you hear that lead guitar, and you're like, wow. The way it's executed as well, it's got that multi-voice chorus, the choral voice chorus, which is popularized by Asake and has just become a mainstay in the industry now. And I couldn't say enough good words about this song. Really, watch out for this one. Démarrer, yo. This song, watch out for this one. It has a beautiful Zouk Kizomba feel, which you can carry across cultures, man. Démarrer, nothing can stop us now. The one song you'd have known already on this album is Tofole featuring Koffi Olomide, and it travels in that Coupe Décalé direction. And just as well, it is the last song on this album, 7-track album, it's track 7. And it makes sense because in terms of the sequencing, you can tell that he's starting with that R&B type side. Afro R&B alté, so to speak, but not quite there. He's got his own style, honestly, and it's pretty cool. And then it kind of just keeps going, and then it graduates into that Zouk Kizomba style on Démarré, and then it goes into something completely local to the Ivorian crowd in Yeke Yeke, and then that fast paced Coupe Décalé in Tofole. So made sense. I loved that sequencing because it didn't leave you wondering like what the hell's going on. It was like, oh, okay, now we're graduating from this. So it gave this album Mutation a good balance in the grand scheme of things, and I really liked that. Another thing I also liked was just his general execution from song to song. It was beautifully within his comfort zone, but also experimental enough to show his range, that yo, this guy, you cannot confine him to just one style and that's where he lands and he stays. He basically found a way to really be as diverse as possible within the confines of a 7-track album, and he showed all his range. The Ariel Shene from back in the day, and I'm talking about the hit songs like Amina and them, right through to what he's doing now. And I really hope that from here he can actually find another big hit, because this album does have, you know, a few songs that could go in that direction and completely dominate. So now it's about the marketing efforts that Sony Music Entertainment Cote d'Ivoire is going to put on the table to get him to that level. And it'll be nice for real for him to get another huge smash hit in his catalog from this one. I'd rate this EP a solid 7.5 out of 10. He does really well. The highs are absolutely high, and he adds a little something for everybody there. Great execution overall, and it's really nice to see how his music is evolving, and there's something unique about what he's doing now, and coupling that with all the social media strategies, I'm impressed by what he's done, and I'm excited to see how this album Mutation performs in 2023. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Ndende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.